Well, good Friday morning. It is the 21st of September, and today's message is titled, Ready for the Next Step in Your Recovery? Every day, I receive emails from Christian men and women who are struggling with sexual addiction. Many of them are desperate and crying out for help, and it really touches my heart because, listen, I know the pain and the grip of isolation. Sexual sin is ruining their lives. If they're married, harming their spouse and potentially destroying their family. Many are single and struggle alone. Yesterday, I even heard from a 15-year-old boy, and in the past, I've been contacted by a young man at 12 years of age. I've also heard from men in their 70s and 80s. This issue knows no boundaries, and people in 54 different nations around the world have reached out. However, here is what really concerns me. Most are so deep in the grip of fear, shame, and guilt, they feel they must remain in isolation because of what might happen if they told the truth. My email list keeps growing on average by about 90 people a month. Can I be absolutely blunt with you? Well, guess what? I will. The Lord has shown me a way to help almost everyone to get the help they need. 4 years ago, in 2014, I started to write and teach 25 lessons to help the men who attend 180 at Vineyard Columbus, the most important things I've learned from Scripture on how we're to grow as followers in Christ and find His power to move forward in freedom in Christ. We filmed my teaching these lessons, and they now make up what we call the 180 Recovery Program. It is a video series as well as a workbook. Then I had to decide, how am I going to distribute these lessons? They were taught to a group of about 80 men on Monday nights, and now they're available online on Vimeo, and I also have them in my Google Drive. I made a very important decision to not sell these to just anyone who asks, because to sell them to individuals would be to promote the idea that all one needs to do is learn more biblical truth. However, the other even bigger problem would not be addressed. That problem is that every person who wants to recover needs to not only have weekly accountability, but daily support from other fellow strugglers. Recovery happens in community. It does not happen in isolation. So I will not sell these videos to individuals. And so I've come up with two solutions to this issue. First, I'll sell them to churches, and I'll help them begin their own 180 recovery programs in their church. We also have companion workbooks that each person needs to use while watching the videos so that they can take notes and fill in the blanks, keeping them engaged with the teachings. It also gives everyone the passages that I teach right in front of them in their workbook so that they can follow along in the scriptures. However, listen, starting a ministry like this in churches has not been met with open arms. You'd be amazed at how many churches don't want to know about this. So I had to find another solution, and I've developed what we call 180 online support teams, so that anyone, anywhere in the world, can be on a support team with other people and meet together using online streaming. I actually have a group where there are men in the United States, a man in India, a dentist in Rwanda, and I also have people in Canada and Argentina and the UK, Germany and Sweden, doesn't matter where you live. Currently, there are 8 online support teams, with only 2 of them being full, and so we have openings in the 6 others. But I will even start more teams as needed so that it can fit your schedule. Who says I need sleep? Now, here's the challenge. We charge for the videos and a monthly fee to be on a team. This is how we raise funds, which allows me to do this full time and to pay for the expenses we incur to keep the ministry running. However, now listen carefully, I have an ironclad policy that I will not allow anyone to not get the help they need because they cannot afford the ministry. All I ask is that everyone pays what they can honestly afford. That is right. You heard me correctly. The fees are negotiable. Again, I remind you, it will only cost you what you can honestly afford. Now, most people can afford the full price, which I have kept low on purpose. I do not want to build a business on the back of desperate addicts. 180 is a ministry. And if it needs to be almost free for you, then it can be. Seriously, I'm a really bad businessman because my heart is to get as many people as possible the help they desperately need. So please, if you'd like to get on an online support team, email me if you want more information, and we can get you started in a group really within a week's time. You'll be able to watch the videos online in your own location with your own workbook in hand at your convenience. Then we discuss the content of the video in the group so that you clearly understand what you need to do and what are the biblical truths. Then we hold one another accountable for how you've done over the last week, and this is where the rubber meets the road. You get support from the group daily, not only through my emails, which you're already getting, but by staying in touch with the group daily, either by asking for help when you're being tempted or being there to help the others. So what the heck are you waiting for? This Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the United States on 180 Live, I'll be answering anybody's questions about these groups and how they can be helpful to you. Also, there'll be men there who are currently in groups, and they'll be sharing how the groups have helped them. And we're forming a group for women as well. Listen, the link for Sunday Night Live is in the email. You can look that up. And if you have any questions, just email me directly, John Doyle. Excuse me, my email is doyle@me.com, doyle@me.com. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcast. God bless you. Get on an online support team and take the next step you need to take to grow in your freedom in Christ. God bless you. Have a great day in the Lord. Goodbye.